So far, you might think that this is all pretty predictable stuff. Kings have always shown themselves dominating animals and overdressed. But as we'll see, this is much more than a conventional display of prowess and privilege. For the Sasanian kings were more than just secular rulers. They were agents of God. And Shapur's full titles emphasize his religious role. The good worshipper of God, Shapur, the king of Iran and non-Iran, of the divine race of God, the king of kings. The god here is, of course, the god of Zoroastrianism, the religion of the state. Historian Tom Holland tells us about the great prophet and poet Zoroaster.
Zoroaster is the very first prophet in the sense that you would describe Moses or Muhammad as a prophet. No one is entirely sure when or if indeed if he lived, but if he really did exist, then he probably lived in Central Asian steppes in around 1000 BC. And gradually, over the course of the centuries and then the millennia, his teachings became the focus for what we could probably call a Zoroastrian church. And this increasingly became the state faith of the Iranian people and therefore of the Sasanian Empire when it was established. The teachings of Zoroaster will sound very familiar to anyone who's been brought up as a Jew or Christian or a Muslim. Zoroaster is the first prophet to teach that the universe is a battleground between rival forces of good and evil. He is the first to teach that time will not go round in an endless cycle, but will come to an end, that there will be an end of days. There will be a day of judgment.